Colin, back with the Sharks for a fifth season. How does that feel now?
Oh, it feels great. I mean, the past 4 years I've been in university, so this season I've, you know, can focus more on basketball. So yeah, I'm excited.
And this year, there's been a kind of talk about a change in approach. Was there ever, a thought that you might have ended up not coming back to the organisation? Because there's been a lot of kind of chops and changes this year, and they look to be going in it in a slightly new direction.
Yeah, I think it was a possibility, but I think over the years I've proven myself on and off the court, and I think that put me in good stead to be a part of the team this year.
And having come through the academy setup at Sheffield Hallam University, what's the workload been like for the last 4 years or so?
Oh, it's been heavy, really heavy. Because people just see the performance on a Friday night. But myself and, you know, Zach Cachette have had it tough the past 4 years. We've had university work, assignments due. We've had to teach. We've had placements. We've had to play university basketball and then Sharks basketball on top of that. So we've had quite a hard run, but it's been worth it.
How much are you relishing the prospect of, or the opportunity to just focus on playing now kind of focusing on your professional development?
I'm really focused. I've obviously been determined and focused all the way through with all that workload. So now that I've got a bit more time behind me, I can really, you know, really focus on basketball and develop both sides, my professional development, teaching and basketball skills.
And so what are your personal goals and objectives for this coming season? Do you kind of expect big things for yourself this year?
Yes, definitely. I think I've been put in a role now that I've got to step up, and I think it's the perfect time to do that.
When you look back at last season, you had a huge role in a number of games last year. You were, I guess, to some extent, some teams underestimated you and you kind of stepped up and proved them wrong at certain times. Is the target now for you this year consistency, kind of doing it week in, week out?
Yeah, definitely. That was one of the focuses of me throughout, you know, being at the Sharks. But I've obviously had other commitments, so it's been tough to balance everything out. Whereas this year, I think I'm in a situation where it'll be easier for me to do that because I haven't got so many priorities.
And how do you think the squad is kind of shaping up now? There's a number of key players back: Mike Tuck, Pat Horseman, Mike Kirk, as well as some new blood as well.
Oh yes, I mean it's exciting. Since I've been at the Sharks, we've more or less had the same core guys, which has been really good. But you know, I'm really looking forward to a change.
How important do you think that kind of, I guess, that stable core of kind of Mike Tuck and Mike Cook are kind of bringing those guys back as well?
Yeah, you've got to have a core. In a good team, you've got to have a core, a core group of guys that you can rely on all the time and you can actually follow them in their footsteps, and they put the team on their shoulders as such. And they lead from the front.
Do you know much about this new addition, the point guard, Gerald Brooks, at all? Heard much about him at all?
Not too much, but it's really exciting for a new guy to be coming in. I've heard a little bits and bobs around, but I suppose I really have to know when pre-season starts.
I guess that's the point where only when you know when all the guys kind of link up and you see how everyone kind of fits together and gels. Obviously no BJ Holmes or Nick Lewis coming back this year. Thoughts about that? Is that a surprise?
Yeah, that was a big surprise. You know, really good guys, really got on well with them. Individually, you know, really smart, especially BJ Holmes. Nick Lewis is a tremendous talent. He can do everything, really. So it's pretty sad to see them go. But I suppose changes had to be made, and that was the way Sharks seen us going forward, in a sense.
What other pieces do you think the squad need to kind of kick on from the success of the second half of last season, certainly?
I think a big, you know, I think we've been struggling in terms, you know, other teams. I've had a five-man to go to and just be big in the paint. So I really think if we had that piece, we'll be really strong team.
And when you look at your fixtures, you know, it starts with a tough run of fixtures. Reigning champions Newcastle at home on the opening day, Cheshire, Leicester. What do you think to that kind of start in the BBL?
Oh, I think it's needed. I don't think we've had the start since I've been playing for the Sharks anyway. So we can really see where we're at early on in the season.
And when you look at the cup competition as well, Manchester Giants in the first round, Derby as well, obviously coming up from the league below. What is that an exciting prospect for you, the kind of cups and the trophy competitions as well?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We've won the trophy, you know, I think it was the 2013. So, yeah, really want to get after that trophy and bring it back home.
Do you think silverware for the Sharks is a realistic prospect this year?
Oh, definitely. It always is, you know, it's a really established club in this league. So we want to get back to winning ways.
And just finally, Colin, how's your kind of pre-season fitness at this point? Obviously, as we are now just on the cusp of August, how are you doing in terms of pre-season?
Oh, I'm back home in Liverpool, so I signed up to my local gym. I'm on the bike all the time and getting shots up and lifting weights. So, yeah, it's coming together. It's hard work, but it's all coming together.